All right. Welcome in, Toilets to Titles, episode number 85, Ocho Cinco. It is NFL week one. We are here. You can see this awesome background. We got Broncos. Where the hell is my head at? Buccaneers, Cowboys, week one, real football, Thursday night, two nights from now. We got a lot of stuff to talk about to get you all ready to dominate in these fantasy football leagues this week with me for the first episode of the season. As always, my co-host, my dudes, I'm going to start with the guy to the right of me, Justin Stevens at Justin FF underscore Justin. What's happening?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Week one, baby. Here it is. So all this hard work, all this culminating into this one big week, eight episodes every single week in season. We've been working hard to try to bring this to you guys, so I hope you really appreciate it, and let us know. You know, you got all your different ways to contact us that Coach is about to display out there, but one thing we don't have up there is our email address it's toiletstotitles@gmail.com. Send us an email, let us know what you think, and then, of course, John, you can let them know all the other ways after your intro.
Yeah, man, well, when he said the eight episodes in season, it's not eight episodes of specifically us. If you've been following us along, we have like eight different episodes. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we have Joe's review, or rather preview, of this week's game. So Joe knows. Oh, there he is, the C-suite show. I don't know what that means.
But right on. Commissioner, he's calling us Commissioner Suite.
So that's Joe. So, and then Nate, who's with us, my other co-host at Nate_Dirt19, him and Rich, they go live Wednesday after the Joe Knows NFL preview for, what is it, Dollars to Deuces, our betting show. So, Nate, how you doing this evening? Let everybody know where they can find you tomorrow night and where they can find you this season.
I'm doing well. You know, I can't believe it's actually here. You know, like, it's that close. But, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. Tomorrow night at 9:30 Central, we'll be going live. Pretty quick show. Just talk about what's going on gambling wise, player props. I think some college stuff even. So yeah, don't forget to check us out. And yeah, I'm just pumped to be here, man. It's, you know, it seems like the off season has been extremely long this year.
Yes, very long. Things have been very long and very strange. It's been a very strange world we have been living in. Excuse me, I almost choked thinking about it. But now that football is back, it's finally some normalcy here. And then Thursday night, I'll be going live with Mike D and Joe Arachi to do a dash of DFS. We'll be getting you ready for DFS right until the Thursday night football kickoff. So from 7:50 to 8:20, as soon as it kicks off, we cut it. All right. And then we're going to watch the game with you. So that's Thursday night. So basically, and then we got two shows Sunday. We're always working. So subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the bell. You'll be alerted when we go live. You can tune in live, and we'll get you ready to win some money. That's it, right? So follow Toilets to Titles on the Twitter. Ways you can listen to us are on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, like I said, Podbean, Spotify. We have two Facebook groups, our Toilets to Titles page and When a Family Breaks. Regardless of how you're listening, it would be greatly appreciated. If you do go to YouTube, subscribe, like I said, hit the like button on some episodes, throw some comments on some episodes. That really helps us out, pushes us further to the top when people search, you know, things like fantasy football or whatever it is, DFS, gambling, sports gambling, whenever they search that, if we tag it in our episodes, if you do that stuff, it helps us be found. All right. And that'd be greatly appreciated. If you have Apple Podcasts, throw us an Apple Podcast review, 5-star, put something good in there. And maybe we'll do some giveaways soon or something. You know, we'll give away some good stuff. I got these Frankenstein stickers I need to get out there. So if you've seen them, you want a Frankenstein sticker, comment, DM, whatever, let us know your address. I'll send it in the mail free of charge. Just get it out so you guys can have it. Also, check out toiletstotitles.com. We're going to have tons of great content. We got start sits articles, you know, waiver articles. Oh, and then Monday night, every Monday night. Well, I'll get into Patreon a little later on, but we are going to have some waiver stuff for you that's specific for our Patreon members. But let's get into that later. First, I want to dive into some news before we continue on with the formalities. All right. So this week, to start off with the news, we find out about 2 days ago, maybe it was yesterday, that Zach Martin has COVID. He's vaccinated, but he lost his taste. He lost his smell. He's got flu-like symptoms, and he's likely out. They're saying if he has two negative tests, if he has one negative today, one negative tomorrow, he can play. So there's a glimmer of hope. But at first, it sounded like he is out completely. Leo Collins has had a stinger. He hasn't made it through a full practice in God knows how long. So that offensive line, like I said, when we did the previews this summer, and everyone was saying, oh, don't be too hard on that offensive line. I said, I don't trust them. And here we are. It's week one. And I know this Zach Martin thing, it's kind of out of control, you know, out of his control. So this really can't be something you predict. But the Leo Collins stinger stuff, you know, it's predictable.
Well, it shows the lack of depth, too.
Yeah. Well, they got, you know, Connor McGovern. You know, I don't know how many snaps that guy has played. Tyler Biadasz. And then Connor Williams, who's, you know, kind of a journeyman going back and forth between center and guard. So I'm not too comfortable with that offensive line situation in Dallas this week. What are you guys' thoughts, Nate? I'll start with you.
I am very nervous for the Cowboys. I'm sorry, Coach, but I that Bucs team was hitting their stride, and I don't think they're going to miss a step. And I, you know, that the Cowboys defense last year was a big issue, and I don't know if they did enough to fix it. And Dak's got a lot going on, and I think I think Dak's going to play well. I really do, but that offensive line has me worried. I don't know. One of the games this preseason, there was a guy they'd signed, and I just forgot his name, but he was kind of getting worked by some, you know, twos and threes. And it was
Tynesecki, maybe Tynesecki.
I think so. Is he maybe a little swing tackle action sometimes?
Yeah, it's either Tynesecki or Tynesecki.
I think, and it was just very worrisome to me because. You know, you sign a guy hoping he's going to do well, and he's out there, you know, fighting for his life, it looks like, against guys that probably aren't even going to make the team.
Right.
But it's going to be fun to see, but I'm a little nervous.
Here I am. This is what I get, though, right? So here's me in my, deep thinking. I'm like, all right, Cowboys, Bucks, if we win this game, it's bad because we're going to get full of ourselves. We're going to be peaking at the wrong time. So this is me. And this is my thought process. So I'm already talking to myself like, we can't win this game. So instead of just like being okay with whatever outcome, you know, now here we go. Now it's going to be a disaster. It's like the complete opposite. I'm just hoping it's close. And I think the defense is going to be a little better than people expect.
I think so.
So hopefully it's just not a blow. Hopefully it's fun to watch. You know, hopefully it's a fun game to watch. But DeAndre Swift. Now, he is so a friend of the show, Dave Burkett, who was on a show with Justin Stevens when he did his offseason breakouts for the Detroit Lions. He tweeted out today that Dan Campbell had said on the radio, a local radio show for Detroit, that DeAndre Swift will be ready to go week one. Justin, what are your thoughts on DeAndre Swift going week one?
Obviously, I'm excited. DeAndre Swift is an exciting player, and whenever he's healthy and ready to go, he's going to be a powerful fantasy guy too. Always a little leery about those types of injuries coming back in week one like that. So I wouldn't expect huge things from him, but you drafted him at a position where you got to start him. So we can hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but we'll talk about that later on. We will talk about DeAndre Swift a little later on. All right, Evan Engram missed practice Monday with a calf injury. He's considered a long shot to play week one. I mean, here I am this offseason thinking, you know, Evan Engram will finally get it together. He'll get a good shot. There won't be too much expectations for him now that they got Kenny Galladay. And they get Kenny Galladay, and what happens? Kenny Galladay gets hurt. Evan Ingram's still getting hurt. So it's like same stripes, you know, on this cat. They're not changing. So, Nate, what are your thoughts on Evan Engram?
It's the same thing, and it sucks. I just want to see him healthy and play. I don't think the Giants are going to be very good anyways, and I just think that makes it harder for him. You know, I know they got a ton of weapons, but, I mean, you know, he's kind of the safety blanket for Danny Nichols. So,
Danny Nichols. All right, Brandon Ayuk has a hamstring injury, but he returned to practice on the 6th. It looks like he is likely to play. Justin, how do we feel about Brandon Ayuk headed into week one and headed into the season?
I'm fine with Ayuk. I think this is a little bit different. I think this was more of a, you know, you're one of our few outstanding weapons that we have. We want to make sure that you're healthy and ready to go. We're just going to be precautionary about it. Brandon Ayuk is ready to roll. Let's go.
I hope so. I'm a little worried about him and Debo. It kind of seems like they both always have these like minor muscle injuries going on. You know, I'll be excited when Ayuk has about like a 4 or 5 week stretch where he just plays and there's no like missed practice, temporary practice, you know, partial practice. He's wearing a red jersey. They can't contact him at practice. Like, you know, I'm just looking for a few weeks of, you know, steady Brandon Ayuk play, no injuries, and then I'll be fully invested. right, Mark, speaking of fully invested, the Ravens are fully invested in Mark Andrews. They just gave him an extension, 4 years, $56 million. So Mark Andrews, the wide receiver one in Baltimore right now.
That's right.
What are your thoughts?
I'm pumped for it, man. I love Mark Andrews, and I have, you know, since he came on the scene, huge help to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense. And I'm happy for the guy. I was really nervous about the heat stress that kind of happened. You know, I know a lot of guys I've been around have had some heat issues. And when you get it one time, the heat is always, always hard on you. And so I hope that it wasn't as serious as it could have been. So.
Man, yeah, heat's no fun. Then you start cramping up. I like went for a long swim this weekend, and I started getting some cramps, and cramps are no fun. You know, I was getting Charlie horses in my hamstrings, and I can't imagine having to go out and run in a football game after that. I was sitting posting up. I could barely walk for like the next few hours, and this guy's got to go out there and run routes and try to carry that entire offense because we got injuries there. J.K. Dobbins is down, and now Justin Hill out for the season with a torn Achilles. So it looks like Gus Edwards and Tyson Williams are the only running backs on the active depth chart, but they did bring in Le'Veon Bell to the practice squad. So, Justin, we kind of talked about this a little bit before the show. So what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
Well, before we get too far, Nate, were you laughing at the comments at the bottom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because we got a couple of Giants fans in here that don't really appreciate the way that Nate treated Danny Dimes. So So classified with Joel here is giving him a hard time. And then, of course, Joe steps up and says, hey, he'll be buying a Danny Dimes jersey by the end of the season. I love it.
Put it on the board. Oh, yeah. Put it on the board. We there can put that go. On the bathroom board. Joe, if Nate buys a Danny Dimes jersey this year, you win. But I have a feeling. Baseball says, undecided.
I'll wear my Victor Cruz jersey on the show next week. If Danny Nichols throws three touchdowns.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. I like
that. How's that sound, Joe?
Fair.
Yeah. He's probably shaking his head yes.
You heard it here. Victor Cruz. I'm going to get nightmares if you wear a Victor Cruz.
It's the only Giants jersey I have. Sorry. I don't know.
That's the Dallas Cowboys secondary for the brief stint he had. The dude lit it up for a few years and then completely disappeared. But he was an animal.
We got Justice Hill out for the season, so that leaves only Gus Edwards and Tyson Williams left on the active roster. They signed Le'Veon Bell to the practice squad, but, I mean, who really knows what's going to happen there? I will say I had a lot invested in J.K. Dobbins and a little bit in Gus Edwards, so I'm a little excited about my Gus Edwards shares. I missed out to Uncle Steve on Tyson Williams on our waivers in our main home league, so I'm a little bit upset about that. He beat me out by a few dollars on that, so I ended up with Justice Hill instead for free. Then he goes down. Then I sign Le'Veon Bell, hoping that they sign him, and they do, but then Latavius Murray gets released, and obviously the guys in my chat are giving me a hard time that Latavius will now be a Raven, but we'll see how all that works out. But
Uncle Steve just popped in here. Uncle Steve, you didn't miss too much. We're just talking news, and I know you're all caught up on the news because you're way ahead of Justin in your fantasy league. You're making all the moves that he should be making. So we should have you on to do the news weekly so that we could be ahead of the game like you are.
I told him we could get him. We could get him a show and just throw it right into the lineup.
Yeah, Uncle Steve, news.
Big news. Well, Danny Amendola just signed with the Texans.
Oh, huge. Watch out, Nico Collins.
Is he going to play quarterback?
He might have to.
No, that's Julian Edelman. They're going to bring Julian Edelman into to play quarterback. But, yeah, so speaking of quarterbacks, Tyrod Taylor, he was named the Texans starter. So, Nate, are you going to be starting Tyrod Taylor at all this week?
No, I don't have any shares of – I don't even think I have any Texans players, to be honest with you. I actually have a couple of Philip Lindsay shares and some best ball stuff. No, I'm excited for Tyrod. He's fun to watch. I've always been a fan of his. It kind of stunk last year when he got hurt so Hair Bear could take over. But, I'm excited. I wish he had a little better talent to work with, though.
So, you know, Friday nights, we can fit in Uncle Steve's show right before This Guy Stinks with Joe and Nate. The 10-minute just rant that this guy stinks, and then they'll go back and forth.
Uncle Steve is a grumpy old man sometimes. He'd fit right in with that lineup.
Yeah. This guy stinks? Yeah. Maybe he'd even be a special guest on that. All right. Latavius Murray released by the Saints. We kind of discussed this briefly, but Tony Jones is the new handcuffed Alvin Kamara. I don't know too much about Tony Jones. I have zero shares. Justin, what's your thoughts on this situation?
My thoughts were that I was really busy earlier when the news dropped, and I didn't have a chance to go pick him up in that league where I'm desperate for running backs. A guy that's not so desperate picked him up, so so I'm a little bit upset that I didn't jump on it. But I think that Tony Jones has a real opportunity here. I mean, we saw what Latavius Murray could do as the handcuff, even if it's, you know, fourth quarter garbage time. He's going to get some action because Kamara is just that good. He needs a breather. He needs to step out, and when he does, that number two spot in New Orleans historically has been a good spot. So I like it.
All right, so tell me about this last bit of news that looks like it's just breaking. I don't know if this is valid about Bradley Chubb. Someone is adding this in here.
Yeah,
what is the current situation?
So actually, I first saw it through our guy here in the chat, Classified. He actually posted it in the comments. So I went and searched it, and it's true. And yeah, he's been picked up for failure to appear in court. So, and this, like, it would just broke like 4 hours ago. So. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what kind of implications this is going to be. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, it'll be a quick slap on the wrist. They're going to have a quick court decision in the morning, and he'll probably be out. And I don't know if he's going to see any kind of action by the NFL or by the Broncos, but we'll have to wait and see. But definitely something worth paying attention to.
Man. All right. That's interesting for the Giants game. Because that Broncos defense is going to look a lot different without him on the edge, man. So it's the Giants guys are giving us this news.
It'd be like how in college they say that they're going to suspend their players, and they're going to suspend them against the Giants, which is like the equivalent to Appalachian State.
Yeah. Hey, don't talk to me now. Hey, watch that. Yeah, don't talk to App State like that.
Okay, so LSU is going to bench their starting quarterback for one half against Underwater Basket Weaving University.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
All right, everybody who's listening, we have a Patreon account right now. It's patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. It would be appreciated if you check that out, but it'll also help you out, all right? Tier one is $3 a month. Get you into our group chat on Discord. In there, you can ask us any questions you have about fantasy football, whatever, 24/7. We got people all over the world in the Toilets and Titles team, so we are always available. So you can get in that chat $3 a month, and we could be like your right-hand man this season, all right? Tier two, $5 a month to get you early access to waiver wire episodes that Justin is going to be recording every Monday night, right after Monday Night Football. Everybody on the Toilets Title team is going to be working together to put a list of guys that we feel should be picked up and what the priority is. Justin's going to read those off to you. That's tier two, $5 a month. It also gets you into the chat, so you get that as well. And it gets you into the Frankenstein Listener League next year. Tier three is $10 a month. Get you all that stuff that I mentioned, as well as one-on-one roster analysis from anybody on the Toilets and Titles team. Justin, before we move on to the next segment, tell them a little bit about what you're going to be doing with the waivers. I know I briefly discussed it, but let them know what the schedule looks like and what they can expect.
Yeah, so essentially I'm going to be coming live immediately following the Monday Night Football game. So during the Monday Night Football game, I'm going to be putting together all the different suggestions that all the guys throw out there on the dock and putting it all together into one episode to tell you kind of what percentage the players are owned. And this is going to be primarily redraft focused. But yeah, then I'm going to share it out through email to our Patreon supporters first. And then a lot of the episodes will only go to Patreon supporters through email. We might occasionally tease out an episode or two here and there on YouTube and whatnot, but for the most part, it's going to be for Patreon people. So please throw out that support, help us out, get the episode. And I'm going to keep track each week of the guys that I did well on and the guys I missed on, because I want to be very transparent with it. And also, if you, the viewer, especially you Patreon supporters, have suggestions on waivers from week to week, hit us up in the Discord group chat, and we'll definitely throw it on there.
Yes, sir. And I'm seeing some comments in here. Uncle Steve is asking, will the Chubb news affect our DraftKings lineup from a dash of DFS? I would say you have to tune in Thursday to find out, but Uncle Steve is my guy. And I'm not sure yet. I'm gonna let it play out. But I also like Miami this week. I like Miami against New England. They got a rookie quarterback. They got a young running back. I think the Patriots are gonna play well. but I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. That Dolphins defense is loaded. I think the Dolphins aren't going to score much. I don't think the Patriots are going to score much, so we'll see. I'm going to play the Broncos defense for now, but as news plays out, we might be changing them out for the Miami Dolphins, and it's going to be pretty close. And then Andrew Campy, our guy, the creator of ToiletToTitles.com, he said he's a longtime listener, first-time poster. Can we get the Cowboys logo larger, please? Yes. Yes, we will. You know what? Why don't we'll spend 5 minutes. We'll just drop off and just post the star in the middle of the screen. Everybody will love that.
Well, we don't even have to do that because Campy could just hop on here and do it himself if he really wanted to.
Yes.
Oh, I figured he would just do that.
Hey, hey, Joe said he's taking the Browns up that set the Chiefs in Kansas
City. Hey, Joe, don't be reading the show notes.
Wait. Prior to the show notes, Andrew asked Campy. Camp's questions. A few days ago, he asked, what's the most likely, you know, what do you think is going to be the biggest upset of the week? I said it. Shepstradamus said it. It's been stated. So now Nate's saying it. Joe's stating it. So now I don't think it's much of an upset if three of the four who are commenting here are expecting that. Now it sounds like they're the favorite. But anyway, games of the week, all right? These are the games we're looking forward to this week. I'm going to start. I'm looking forward to the Chargers against the Washington football team. I'm first and foremost excited to watch that Washington football team defense. I was excited about them last year. I'm excited about them again. They're going to be even better a year later. And now they got Jamin Davis, who's an absolute stud at middle linebacker. I'm really excited to see how they play against Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, you know, young Josh Palmer. So this is going to be like a heavyweight fight. All right. And I think the Washington football team is going to match up pretty closely. Justin, what is the game of the week you are looking forward to?
All right, so I'm looking forward to Carolina and the Jets. And before we forget, this was my idea, so I want to drop this. We have decided we're going to put together a little bit of a little side bet here from week to week, just the three of us, for our game of the week. We're going to lay down the game of the week, and the biggest difference in the overall points, so the, you know, the winning team over the losing team, whatever the largest difference is the loser for that week. And that loser the following week on this very episode, we have to change our handle that we have on the show here. So right there where you see all of our Twitter handles, it will be something different that's kind of embarrassing that the other guys will come up with. So something to kind of razz us about. So, but yeah, I'm going with the Jets at Carolina. I'm not doing this one for the bet, though, because I don't think that this is going to be the closest game of the three by any means, but it's definitely the one that I'm most excited to watch. So I'm going to stick true to my guns every week, and I'm going to choose the game that's most exciting to watch for me, even if that means I'm going to lose this little side bet game. But the reason I'm so excited to watch it is because I've been talking all offseason about how I want to see this young Jets team grow. And I think they have a real opportunity with the new coaching staff, the new offense. They're building around Zach Wilson. I think over the course of the season, we're going to see a huge difference from game one to game 17 in a good way. I also feel like that Panthers defense has gotten a lot better than what people are giving them credit for, too. I feel like, and we heard from Carolina Chris about that Panthers defense. He's excited about a couple of key players there in our offseason breakdown. You can
Jeremy
go back and
get Chin, that baby Jeremy Chin.
And and then of course revenge game for Sam Darnold right out the gate. And I'm going to get into that revenge game aspect a little bit later in the show when we talk about some other things here, but yeah, that's the game I'm looking forward to.
I'm getting in trouble by your wife for saying that Uncle Steve is my guy. So I'm sorry, Uncle Steve is my guy, but I'm still going to kick his tail in the fantasy leagues we're in. So I'll get your back. All right. I'll take care of him for you. Right. So then, and then we're even. All right. So,
I'm glad she's on somebody else's ass for a change.
I'm not the only one, man. She's not the only one. All right, Nate, what is your game of the week? What game are you most looking forward to?
Chiefs and Browns. I'm so excited to watch the Browns offense again, mainly Nick Chubb, and that really good defense against Mahomes and the boys. So I think it's going to be great. I think it's, you know, it could be AFC Championship preview. There's definitely a chance of that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and Joe's saying the Panthers added a lot to their offense as well. Well, a healthy Christian McCaffrey, you know, is huge. And then Terrace Marshall, huge. Sam Darnold, I'm very excited. But, yeah, I think they're going to look a lot different. And then that Cleveland-Kansas City, that was very close for me. I'm very excited for that as well. I'm interested to see, you know, how that offense looks. And I think we might see an emerging player. I think we might – Donovan Peoples-Jones might step up. He might be the wide receiver one in Cleveland this season. So keep an eye on that. But I'm sure we'll talk about that a little later on. Locks of the week, Nate. These are your locks, man. Let's hear it. Let's win some money.
Now, I can't give out all of them because I need you to tune in tomorrow night because we'll have more. Rich and myself got a whole bunch. Anyways.
On what?
A whole bunch.
What's the name of the show?
$2 to Deuces on the same channel at 9:30 Central Time tomorrow night. We'd love to see you. You know, come give a listen and let us know what you think. So the couple I'll talk about tonight real quick is that Chiefs-Browns game. I love the Browns plus 6.5. It actually was 5.5 when it opened up a while back, and I was about to take all or a bunch then, and I'm glad I waited. The one big thing for me, the Super Bowl loser is 3-16 against the spread since 2000. So, you know, I don't know if the Browns win, but I think they cover, and I really do think they win, actually. So I'm probably wrong, but I don't know. It'll be fun to see.
Sell yourself.
Sorry, I shouldn't have sold myself short. The Browns are going to win.
Okay.
The next one is the Packers -4 against the Saints. Yeah, call me home or whatever. Down in Jacksonville, I think it's been an advantage just because a couple of rookies on the offensive line don't have to deal with all the noise in New Orleans. It gets extremely loud in there and tough for guys to play. So I think that just helps things out. You know, with a rookie center starting, being somewhere else makes things easier. I think Rodgers is here to show everybody, you know, it was all his naysayers, whatever you want to call them, that were complaining about him this offseason, that they're going to be back in full force. So I think that's a pretty easy one for me. And the last one.
Email scorned? Not like the wrath of something
hell,
scorned.
And that's, hell have no fury like a woman scorn or something like that.
Aaron Rodgers is bringing the fury this weekend.
He is. You'll see.
I know. He's going to put up. They're going to score 40. The Packers are going to score 40 this week. Anything less than that, I'll be surprised.
I also like the over in the game. The Packers have gone over in the last 5 games in New Orleans or against the Saints. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter where it is. Like I said, the Packers probably hit the over by themselves. I should have looked at what it was, but I wasn't paying attention close enough. Sorry. The last one I like is the Rams -7.5. Got the Bears coming to town. And I think Matty Stafford's going to have himself a day. Sean McVay and the boys are going to beat the tar out of the Bears. It's going to be a sad, sad show, I think. Sorry, the Bears stink. Matt Nagy's a doofus. And, they're in trouble. Justin Fields isn't going to play either, which is probably good. Aaron Donald might rip his head off if he was playing.
They're going to use another D word, and I'm glad you didn't. I mean, do you think if they get the hell beat out of them that it would mean Dalton gets benched at some point during the game? Or no?
I don't think so. And I mean, to be honest, that's one thing I do agree with, whether it's Nagy and Pace or Bill Lazor, whoever. I think that is the right call to let Fields sit. You know, he's not – he did look really good in preseason, but he's supposed to look good in preseason. You know, you're not playing the starters, you know, and there's so many different progressions and reads that he isn't ready for yet. And I think Andy Dalton's a good guy to show him that. I really do. And their offensive line is in shambles, and – this is not a team. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're playing in the NFL, but I mean, especially Aaron Donald, those guys, you know, I don't think Fields plays. I really don't think he plays until probably week 6.
Man. All right. So that's definitely a game to keep an eye on. So those are the locks. All right. So like you said, Rams -7.5 versus Chicago, Green Bay -4 at New Orleans, and Cleveland +6.5 at Kansas City. And now my dudes and duds, my starts and sits for week 1. Let's start off with the dudes. I'm starting quarterback Trevor Lawrence versus Houston. The Texas team is just bad. Like, the Texans are bad. It's a perfect recipe for a debut that we will all remember for quite some time. We're all going to be talking about this like 15 years down the road. Remember that first game Trevor Lawrence played in when he threw for like 5 touchdowns? You know, this is that game. The Texans, like, the NFL couldn't have set it up any better to create like they're a new star. You know, it's been written. All right, start Trevor Lawrence. Next guy, Baker Mayfield at Kansas City. The writing is on the wall with that as well. We're all saying Cleveland. We all like Cleveland. Odell Beckham's back. Landry's there. Donovan Peoples-Jones is ascending. They're all healthy, okay? Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, they're going to punch the Kansas City defense in the mouth. Kansas City isn't going to be able to stop the pass, and I don't think they're going to be too concerned about stopping the pass. I think they're going to be more concerned about stopping those backs, and I think Baker's going to get it done, man. He's going to get it done through the air. He's startable. Start him up. Raheem Mostert at Detroit. I have no confidence in the Lions defense. I think they're almost as bad as the Houston Texans. It's going to be very funny to watch this season, you know, the battle of the two terrible teams that both probably want a quarterback, even though I do not think this is the year to want a quarterback. I'm not sold on Rattler. I'm not sold on Howell. Okay, we got Matt Corral and Ole Miss, who he's probably going to be this year's Zach Wilson. I think he's going to be rising, but I don't think it's the year to want a quarterback, but these two are going to be battling for that. Raheem Mostert is going to run all over that Detroit Lions season. Like I said last week, Raheem Mostert is not here for a long time. He is here for a good time. So start him up when he's healthy, okay? Gus Edwards at the Las Vegas Raiders, all aboard the Gus bus. With Bateman hurt and the uncertainty of who will step up at wide receiver, I expect the Ravens to lean heavily on the ground game this week. So Gus is going to feast. Start him up. Antonio Brown versus the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys have nobody in the slot that can run with Antonio Brown. I'm sorry. I like the way Trayvon Diggs matches up with Mike Evans. I'm not saying, you know, Trayvon Diggs is an all-pro. He's a big guy. He's a physical corner, and I think that matches up with Mike Evans. Godwin's a little banged up, but other than that, Antonio Brown, Jordan Lewis can't run with him, all right? He just can't. And what we're hearing out of Tampa Bay is that Antonio Brown looks as good as he did. Cowboys are – all right. So if you're not watching live and you're hearing this on the podcast and you're like, why did Sheps just stop talking? Justin threw something up on the screen that was a little funny. That's the reason why you should subscribe to YouTube and watch us live there. But anyway, Antonio Brown, they're saying, Arians is saying that he looks as good as he did when he was in his prime in Pittsburgh. So is that coach speak or is it legit? I don't care. The Cowboys secondary is iffy. I'm starting Antonio Brown up. Next, Laviska Shenault versus the Houston Texans. Trevor Lawrence is going to throw for 5 touchdowns. I wouldn't be surprised if Laviska Shenault catches at least 2 of them. All right, 2, maybe 3. Start him up. He's going to have a huge game. Him and Trevor Lawrence are going to have a coming out party on the same day. All right, the NFL, Trevor Lawrence and Shenault. Shenault, Lawrence, meet the NFL. Like, they're going to meet, and everyone's going to know who they are after this game. Finally, tight end. I'm starting Kyle Pitts. I'm starting him up against Philadelphia. The Eagles secondary was one of the worst in the league last year, and they didn't do much to help it. Calvin Ridley is probably going to see a lot of Darius Slay, and there's no one else there to cover Kyle Pitts. This game, this is going to be a very high-scoring game. Like, whatever the over is, you know, bet it. Bet the over, because Falcons don't have a good secondary. Eagles don't have a good secondary. They're just going to be chucking the ball all over the field. I don't even care who's going to be catching it in Philadelphia. I don't know. Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert. But there's going to be a lot of points scored. Start up all your Falcons and Eagles. They both stink. Friday nights, this guy stinks. Falcons stink. Eagles stink. They both stink. All right? There's a lot of stink in here. But Texans, Lions, Eagles, Falcons, they all stink. All right. But anyway, start up Kyle Pitts week 1 and then thrive. All right. Now for my duds for this week, Mac Jones versus Miami. The Dolphins very quietly have one of the better defense in the NFL last year. They've added Javon Holland to that phenomenal secondary. So they got Javon Holland. They got Noah Igbinoghene. They got Xavier Howard. They got Byron Jones. And then they had Jalen Phillips to come off the edge. So I think this Miami defense is loaded. All right. I don't think Mac Jones is going to do all that well this week. All right, so, and it's going to be a low-scoring affair. So sit Mac Jones down. Jameis Winston versus the Green Bay Packers. I'm not confident in Jameis until I see someone else step up at wide receiver beside Marquez Callaway and until I see the way Sean Payton's going to use him. Because Jair Alexander, if the Packers feel that Marquez Callaway is legit, they're going to put Alexander on him. And if they do, he's going to get the clamps. He'll catch 2 or 3 balls. That's it. And maybe in garbage time, because it's, like I said, Packers are going to beat them like 40-10. It's going to be bad. Okay. Now, there's no one else out there, I don't think. I like Deontay Harris a little bit, but I just don't know how the Saints are going to use Jameis, and I don't know who's going to step up. Kamara is going to have to score a lot of points for Jameis to even be effective. So I'm sitting Jameis Winston down. Austin Eckler versus the Washington football team. Seems like this last month, Eckler is one of the sweethearts, you know, of the fantasy community, and I get it. He's a great PPR back, all right? And he's a decent value at his current ADP, but this is not the week to play him, all right? Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Jamin Davis, Landon Collins, they have guys that can run with him, all right? They can run with him, and they can put him on his back. I'm not starting. Washington football team's going to shut him down. I'm sitting the Cardinals backfield. And I don't think this is, you know, crazy. I think everybody's kind of thinking the same thing, but it needs to be stated. Is it going to be Edmonds? Is it going to be Connor? You know, I don't know. I don't care. The Titans front seven is stingy. All right. And the Cardinals will be throwing. They, Kyler Murray, you know, Rondale Moore, DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green, Christian Kirk. He's just going to throw the football, get it downfield, because short passes are an extension of the running game. And that's the way they're going to get their rushing yards. All right. Kenny Golladay versus Denver. Kenny G will see a healthy dose of Patrick Surtain Jr. this week, who matches up with him quite well physically. All right. And the Broncos pass rush, they have Chubb, should make it hard for Jones to get the ball downfield. And I just don't see Kenny Golladay breaking free of Patrick Surtain this week, especially if Evan Ingram is hurt. Because if he's out, I don't think they're going to be threatened by anybody else. So might as well just lock him up, Kenny G, with Patrick Surtain. Allen Robinson versus the LA Rams. Andy Dalton will be at the helm this week, and that Rams pass rush should make for a long day. I imagine Jalen Ramsey will also travel with A-Rob. You know, you probably won't see him 100% of the snaps, probably 60 to 70. That's the case. Look for, you know, Robinson will probably have 4 receptions, 55 yards. You know, I'm not starting wide receiver one, wide receiver two, if that's the case. And then finally, TJ Hockenson versus San Francisco. The 49ers know that Hockenson is the biggest threat they will face through the air this week. They have a pretty decent tight end in San Francisco. So they have some pretty good practice reps against the tight end and can learn ways to try to stop him, because that's all that's going to be coming in that passing attack. I think that they will eliminate Hockenson and then make the Lions beat them somewhere else. So that is my final dudes and duds. I'll be releasing that as an article every week. All right. So you'll also be able to see that with all the blurbs explaining why. Probably going to come out Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, sometime in that time frame. So make sure to check that out. Hopefully I help you guys, you know, win some games this week. And Justin, bring it on to the Turtle Heads segment.
Yeah, so my Turtle Head segment, this is a throwback from last season. We're bringing it back up, and the Turtle Head segment is all about players that you can expect to break out either this week or in the near future. Early on in the season, we're mostly focusing on this week because that's what you do in fantasy football, right? So to me, I think the obvious one here was Sam Darnold. He's still highly unowned in redraft leagues. And I talked about it earlier about that being my game of the week, and I'm excited about Sam Darnold here. We got Sam, when he was with the Jets, he was given Adam Gase, a self-centered running back and nothing else to surround him in New York, and he's suddenly not good enough for them, and so they let him go, and they let him leave to Carolina, and then they bring in Zach Wilson, and all of a sudden they want to try to bring in talent. They brought in Corey Davis, Keelan Cole, Sheldon Rankins, Tevin Coleman, Michael Carter. Then they drafted Carter along with Elijah Vera Tucker, Elijah Moore. So, and then Robert Salia. So they got a decent coach there finally too. So all of a sudden the Jets seem to want to actually win football games. And I think that this is going to fire up Sam Darnold. If he wasn't already fired up enough about being dropped by them, he gets to face them in week one. So he goes from Frank Gore to CMC. He goes from Breshad Perriman, Denzel Mims, and Jamison Crowder to DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, and Terrace Marshall. He goes from Chris Herndon to Ian Thomas, which, you know, it's not a great jump, but it's still a jump. And from Adam Gase to Matt Rhule. So right now he's owned in 5.9% of redraft leagues. So I think now is a good time to get him if you want the opportunity to have a guy blow up and potentially try to get something better out of him, or maybe even just ride the wave and see how long that can last. My other guy on here is Mike Strachan. Guys, you heard him. Yeah. You heard Uncle Steve talking about him early in the offseason. You heard me talking about him early in the offseason. You've heard a lot of local Colts radio and podcasts talking about him early in the offseason. From the time he was drafted on, we are all about this guy, and for whatever reason, he's not being picked up nationally. This guy is an amazing talent. He's tall. He's big. He's huge. He's out of Charleston, and he didn't play his last season because of the COVID season. And now he's going to break out of nowhere because T.Y. Hilton's gone down for several years. Oh, whew, several weeks.
Probably down. You know, you're probably right.
Unfortunately.
He's probably hanging up.
But so he goes down for several weeks, giving the opportunity for Strachan to jump in. And I'm telling you, that opportunity is going to show. And if you look at a lot of roster depth charts right now, they have him as the main wide receiver right now because the other guys play slot roles or Pittman is on the other side. So obviously you have two starting wide receivers. They have him in the starting spot, so he's going to get the opportunity right out the gate. So get him now for free because next week he's going to cost you big fab money.
What about Granson in Indy? You were talking about him a little bit. I know I'm kind of going off script. It wasn't on there, but I've been hearing a little bit about him. You know, you think he's going to break out? Is there a chance that's happening too?
It's possible. I think it really depends on what we see with the way they run their offense in week one. If they want to continue to stick with that two tight end set that that Reich and Wentz ran in Philadelphia, then I could definitely see that being a possibility. I think he's still going to get playing time with a one tight end set. Jack Doyle's still there, so he's still going to be the main guy. But at the same time, I think they ran a lot of that two tight end set there because they didn't have any great wide receivers and they had decent tight ends. So I don't really feel like we're going to see a lot out of them, especially rookie season, tight end. Rookie season, you probably won't see a lot usually. But if you do see anything at all out of them the first couple of weeks, a lot of times in fantasy football, we don't want to pick up on those early trends. And if you see a guy that's getting work the first couple of weeks, don't be afraid to pick him up just because you think it's a fluke or you think it's only because they played this guy or you only think that the defense wasn't ready because it was week one. I mean, that's all BS. If you see early trends, typically they tend to pan out. So don't be afraid to go after him. We also have some honorable mentions, some little turtle pellets, if you will.
Stop.
That's a surprise I threw in there to the guys. But I have a couple honorable mentions here that I want to bring up. Ramondre Stevenson, guys, I think there's a reason that they were willing to get rid of Sony and let him go to the Rams for a cheap draft pick. I really don't think that Sony was able to step up and perform to the potential that we all thought that he was going to have. If he did, he would have found a way onto the field more often. I know he was injured a lot too, but Belichick has a way of seeing talent and he let Sony go to give Ramondre an opportunity. And I have a strong feeling that by the end of the season, Ramondre Stevenson is going to be a household name. And then Gabriel Davis, obviously we've all been on him all offseason. We've all felt strongly that Gabriel Davis was going to have a big, huge step this offseason, and it's time to show it. He had a great preseason. He ran great routes, just like Nate said. It's preseason. You're supposed to play great in the preseason. So I don't take that into a lot of account. But the fact that we were already high on him and he had a great preseason kind of speaks a lot. So
listen, I've gotten guys from having great preseasons. You want to hear guys that I ended up on my roster just because I never heard of them until preseason? Antonio Brown and Tyreek Hill. I'm not saying Gabriel Davis is them. But yes, you're supposed to have good preseason, but you can get guys right before they break out. Antonio Brown was one of them. The dude was returning punts for touchdowns in preseason his rookie year, and everybody was like, "Who the hell is this guy?" Picked him up. Same with Tyreek Hill. So, yeah, you know, you got to stay active. You got to stay active. Now, my honorable mentions, I put Darnell Mooney in there. He's going to break out. This is the week for him to do it. If Jalen Ramsey is going to run with Allen Robinson, they're going to have to throw the ball to somebody else, and I think this is going to be the week where everybody's like, Darnell Mooney is legit. Like, he's a guy you can probably start at wide receiver 3 week in, week out. And then two Jets. Uncle Steve said it in the chat earlier. It's funny that we're all on the Jets. I think it was either Uncle Steve or Joe. But, you know, we're all excited to watch the Jets. I think Elijah Moore is a guy that he's going to put a lot of people on notice this week. That dude's super explosive, and he fits right into what, you know, Zach Wilson does. Like, I've been very excited about Rondale Moore because I think what he does fits in with Kyler Murray. Because Kyler Murray is going to scramble. Rondale Moore is going to break off of his routes. Boom, big play. that's very similar to what Elijah Moore and Zach Wilson are going to do. I think that the bread and butter for this offense is going to be Corey Davis, but I think Elijah Moore is going to have some big plays, and then the Jets are going to have to game plan him some more, because once he gets the ball in his hands, that dude's going to be out. And then Ty Johnson, I mean, he's number one on the depth chart. He's free everywhere. He's available everywhere. Just pick him up, because, you know, Salah comes from San Francisco. San Francisco has been known to have guys come out of nowhere, play running back very well, and I think he sees something in Ty Johnson, and he's got him as the starter. So at least for the first decent portion of the season, this guy's going to get you some fantasy points. So before he breaks out, go pick him up. All right, so slow your roll is the next segment. Players we aren't yet sold on. So, Justin, I'm going to pass it back to you. All right, we're going to go from the bottom to the top. Who's a player that you think everybody should slow their roll on?
So I hope my my big smile didn't make you think that I was super excited about my player I chose. I'm more excited about this segment. I love this idea. So every week we get to throw down guys that we think everybody is overhyping or that we just aren't as excited about. So I love this segment. I hope that it's a good segment and it goes over well and we can make it stick. But I chose CEH. His early schedule just is not that favorable. If you look at his schedule, it's like 6 of the first 8 weeks he has tough opponents or he's on bye. So he has a really, really tough early schedule. His NFL film just simply is not that impressive to me. I'm just not a big fan of him in the NFL right now. And it's a second year running back, so he has a real opportunity to break out, especially with only Darrell Williams and Jerick McKinnon in front of or behind him. It's not like he's going to have a lot of competition for carries and touches. So he's going to get every opportunity to break out. Personally, I've been selling him in the offseason, and I'm not really anticipating that he's going to wow me a whole lot. Now, if I do see some things on the film that just kind of pop out and maybe he has a down start of the season and it's only because of that schedule, then maybe I might try to pick him up in about 4 or 5 weeks in places if maybe the other guy has given up on him too. I'm just not sold on him.
All right. So, Nate, who do we need to slow our roll on, man?
Well, I have a second one now. It was just going to be one, but I'm adding somebody.
Corey Davis.
Okay, guys. I don't know what. No, we're not doing this again. Everybody, I'm out. Done. Coach, I'm at bread and butter. The only sandwich he's making is a turd sandwich. That dude stinks.
Do not just say that.
Yeah, Denzel Mims and Elijah Moore are going to carry that team.
Denzel Mims.
Corey Davis.
Moore. Yeah. Okay. Bathroom board. Corey Davis. Not,
put it down. Don't care. Fine. Doesn't matter.
Throw it on the bathroom board.
Okay.
All right, go on. Who's your other guy?
Najee Harris. Everybody's so high. I don't have any shares of him. Maybe I just didn't have a chance to draft him. But I don't know how the offensive line is going to be. I want to say that offensive line ranked like, I want to say 30 or 31st last year. They were not very good. They stink. Yeah, that offensive line stinks. And Big Ben just wants to throw the ball. He doesn't really like being under center. You know, likes being shotgun a bunch, which Harris will be fine. He's going to be very good. I know that. But I just – not yet. I'm not ready. And he's probably going to prove me wrong, but I'm not ready yet.
All right, and then my guys to slow your roll. Joe is in here in the chat saying, don't forget Trey Sermon. Well, Joe, I'm saying slow your roll on Trey Sermon. It's Mostert's offense until he gets hurt.
He knows.
Right? So, I mean, it will be Trey Sermon's day some point, but today is not the day, okay? So slow your roll on Trey Sermon until the time comes that Mostert is ready to have his job taken from him. And then also, slow your roll on DeAndre Swift. I am starting him, but I'm lacking optimism in it. I'm not very optimistic about DeAndre Swift. So everybody who is overly optimistic, I think we need to see some things before we start the hype train. All right, I had to keep him in one of my keeper leagues. He's my running back too. I'm very nervous. I am very nervous. So slow your roll on DeAndre Swift until we actually see how he looks and how that Detroit Lions offensive line looks. We thought Penei Sewell was going to come in and be like a dude. You know, we were screaming at the Bengals for not picking him. Now that dude looks like he stinks. Dude can't block. He can't block. Well, you guys were talking about the Cowboys swing tackle, who's like their second or third string player, who was having trouble with second or third string players. Well, Penei Sewell was a top 5 pick and is having trouble with second or third string players. So
wrong side of the line.
Yeah, wrong side of the line. And it's Mike Jernigan's birthday. He's a Lions fan, so I'm very sorry that we're bashing the Lions right now, man. And I only hope for good things for you this coming year. All right, let's wrap this thing up with one final segment. And this segment is called, at this time next week, we'll be saying that Antonio Brown is the wide receiver one in Tampa Bay. That is what I think we will be saying after this week. I also think we'll be saying the Washington football team defense is the best in the NFL. Okay. So when we're saying that, remember Shep said it. Nate, what do you think we'll be saying?
I think we'll be saying that I've been saying Nick Chubb is the RB1. He's going to go for over 100 yards and a touchdown. He's going to destroy the Chiefs. And yeah, Kareem Hunt doesn't matter. He's going to be a vital role. He'll play vital roles well, but Chubb's got it, man.
Chubb's got it. I like it. I like it because on the other side of DeAndre Swift, on that league where I had to keep him, I also have Nick Chubb. So I'm hoping Nick Chubb carries me. Justin, what will we be saying this time next week?
I think we're going to be saying that Zeke is back, baby. That's right. Even against that Buccaneers defense, I've got a strong feeling that this offense is going to be good enough. They're going to be ready for whatever the Bucs have to offer. And you know what, Nate? You're saying Chubb 100 yards and a touchdown. I say Zeke 100 yards and two touchdowns.
Yes.
And we're going to be saying that he is back.
Yes, I'm on board, man. I am. Sign me up. Sign me up. Let's go. All right, but if what I said is true, and we'll be saying that about Antonio Brown, that means there will also be some pain on the forecast for Cowboys fans this week. But if Zeke looks good, I'll take a loss, man, because that's something you can sign me up for. All right, so what we said earlier right. – go ahead, what's that?
We can both be right.
Yes, we yeah. should. We're going to be right, man. Why
we can all be right. We can all be right.
Yeah, we'll all be right. Every one of us
will except
be
Uncle right. Steve.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
Six catches for 110 and a touchdown. That's like his yearly numbers, I think, right?
Who's, Corey Davis?
Yeah.
If Uncle Steve is right, he's coming on the show next week yeah. to burn Nate.
That's right? fine.
Keelan Cole will outscore Denzel Mims this year.
Whoa. Hey now.
Oh, man. Now, this is becoming a Mims bashing party. But listen.
Yeah, what did he ever do?
He never did nothing besides play for Matt Rhule. And Baylor, but listen, okay. Just I need to tell everybody one thing. Go to patreon.com/tootstitle, sign up. Tier one, you want more of this interaction? You could be a part of this team. Tier one, $3 a month. It gets you into our Discord chat. Also, there's everybody else from the team is in there. We got people from Australia, we got people from the West Coast, the North, the East Coast, whatever. We're everywhere. All right. We're always in that chat. You can talk to us about all things fantasy football. We'll help you out. Tier two is $5 a month to get you access to those waiver wire episodes Justin will be recording, get you into that chat, and it'll also get you into Frankenstein next year. And also tier three gets you all of that stuff, and it's for $10, and you also get one-on-one roster analysis from anybody of the Toilets and Titles family that you choose. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tune in. All right, if you go to Toilets and Titles, you will see we posted a picture of all of the shows we have going on. But if you hit the bell, when you subscribe, it'll alert you when we go live. We have content for days. We got everything. And it's not like we're recording the same stuff every day, like talking about the same stuff over and over. No, we know that you got different things you're looking forward to. You want to bet. You want to play DFS. You want to play IDP. You want to just hear about the NFL. You want to have a call-in show where we're doing starts and sits. You want to hear dudes and duds, all of this stuff. We are spreading it out. We are giving it to you live. And I think there's nothing better than that. All right, we are ready to help you this season, so subscribe. All right, if you have Apple Podcasts, please throw us a 5-star review, throw us the comments. And again, the way that helps us is that helps get us out to others. If we're helping you, help us help others, okay? Because that's what it's all about. Let's all win some money this season. We all eat. And that does it for episode number 85, week number one. I can't believe this has already came and now it's gone. Right? We've been waiting for this day. We've been waiting to do the first in-season episode of the year, and here it is. Here it goes, just like that. And now it's time to move on and actually watch some football, set those lineups. How are you guys feeling about it? Nate, how are you feeling about setting your lineups this week? How many lineups do you have to set, and how do you feel about it?
I don't know, 15 or something? Ooh. Too many. Yeah, I don't know. Something like that, 12 maybe. I got to look again. I think I got a couple best ball ones and then some that I don't know if they're best ball or not. Because I thought they were, and it doesn't matter. I feel pretty good. A few of them, not so much, but for the most part, pretty good. So I'm just excited for Sunday, man. Well, Thursday too, but really Sunday. I cannot wait.
Justin, how about you? How are you feeling about your fantasy teams this year?
Overall, I'm feeling great. I feel pretty confident in most of my leagues. Unfortunately, the one big one that you always want to win every year, that's the one I'm riding the struggle bus this year. So luckily, 8 teams make the playoffs in that 12 man league. So there's always a chance. So I'm gonna keep fighting.
Man, I got my home league is my brother-in-law got me into it. It's 10 man. It was non-PPR for a while, standard. Like, this is my third year going into it. And they finally went to 0.5 PPR, and they upgraded it to Dynasty. So they had the draft yesterday at, like, 5:30 p.m. Like, when everybody's eating, and it's like a national barbecue day, no? Like, yesterday was a holiday Monday. Everybody should be barbecuing. So I don't know why they did that. But I managed, right? And then we drove home, like, at 7, and I missed, like, a draft pick. I kept inputting a pick, and it wouldn't go through. So I went on auto, and then I see this guy in the chat, and he's like, oh, get off auto already. And I can't wait to play that guy and kick his ass. Like, that's hell what yeah. I'm looking forward to. Like, you busted my chops. I miss a pick. I'm trying to input it. I'm circling your name on the calendar. All right? When I play your team, I can't wait to pour it on. All right? I'm going to start an elite lineup, and I'm going to kick your ass. And that's going to be my highlight of the season. So with that, let's wrap this thing up. That's episode number 85. Take that energy, bottle it up, go win some fantasy games this week, win some DFS, stay with us, join us this season. Let's all win some money. We will catch you all later on. Enjoy week 1 of the NFL season. Catch you later.